Ramayana Aranyakanda, Part 8. Upon descending from the chariot, Maricha immediately transformed himself into a beautiful deer. Then, going to Ram's cottage, he began to prance playfully to and fro. Maricha's deer form had numerous jewel-like silver spots, with the tip of his horns appearing just like sapphires. Its mouth appeared like a pinkish lotus flower, its tail like a rainbow, and its ears were bright blue. Indeed, the magical deer appeared to have been constructed from many varieties of valuable jewels. With a dazzling luster, the deer seemed to illuminate the entire area surrounding the cottage. Sometimes it nibbled at the grass, and sometimes frolicked among the trees. At that time, Sita was gathering flowers. Seeing her, Maricha, in the form of a deer, leaped, ran, crouched, and turned, eager to attract Sita's attention. All the other deer in the area immediately fled upon catching the scent of the disguised Rakshasa. The magical deer came closer to Sita, bounding in front of her. She became captivated with wonder and enchantment, for she had never before seen such a wonderful deer. And with wide open eyes, she called out, "O Ram! O Lakshman! Come quickly!" As Sita stood with fixed eyes, Ram and Lakshman also beheld the magical deer. Lakshman, however, was wary. This might be a trick. The Rakshasa Maricha is known to take such animal forms just to entice and waylay kings who come to the forest to hunt. But Sita interrupted Lakshman, for her intelligence had already become deluded by watching the magical deer created by the Rakshasa's mystical prowess. "Oh, Ram, please catch this deer for me, for it has caught my fancy. Such a deer would make a lovely pet and provide a welcome diversion from our dreary forest existence. Please go quickly and catch this deer. I will take it back with us when we return to Ayodhya at the end of our exile. Surely it will delight Bharat and our mothers. Oh, Ram, please. I want so much to have this deer to play with. It is so lovely, and its smooth skin shines like the moon. Oh, my dear husband, if you cannot capture it alive, at least find and kill it, so that I may have its beautiful, jewel-like hide for a rug. Perhaps you think me to be a foolish woman, but I must have this deer, for I have become completely enchanted by its beauty." Ram was delighted to have the chance to fulfill Sita's desire, and he too was captivated by the deer's mysterious beauty. He told Lakshman, "Sita is enthralled with this deer, and so I must bring it for her. Oh, look at its tongue, which darts like a flame or the lightning from a cloud. Nowhere is such a deer to be found, not even in the heavenly gardens. This deer's splendor will cost it its life. I will make a carpet of its spotted golden skin, so that Sita and I can enjoy sitting together upon it. And if, as you say, the deer is actually Maricha, then killing it will be beneficial for all the rishis that reside in this forest. O Lakshman, stay here with bow in hand until I return. Keep a careful watch over Sita." Ram then took up a sword, bow, and two quivers, whereupon Maricha suddenly vanished from sight. As Ram entered the forest, the deer once again came into view, then ran away swiftly, while frequently looking back. And again, the deer came closer to Ram, as if tempting him to capture it. But as Ram rushed towards the deer, it disappeared from sight. In this way, Maricha lured Ram far away from his cottage. Confused by the deer's puzzling movements, Ram felt helpless and frustrated. Finally, feeling exhausted from the chase, Ram rested for a while beneath a tree. Then once again, the deer suddenly appeared close by. However, just when Ram rose up to capture it, the deer mysteriously vanished. Out of frustration, Ram gave up the idea of trying to capture the deer alive. Thus, when it next appeared at some distance, Ram pulled out a blazing arrow of Lord Brahma, releasing it to kill the deer. Maricha jumped high, trying to avoid Ram's arrow, but it pierced his heart nonetheless. And as Maricha fell to the ground, mortally wounded, he assumed his real form as a Rakshasa. But then, remembering Ravana's instructions, Maricha imitated Ram's voice, calling out in great distress, "Oh, Sita! Oh, Lakshman!" Maricha then gave up his life, and upon hearing his call, Ram became dejected.
Oh no!
What will Sita and Lakshman think? A terrible fear then entered Ram's heart as he rushed back to his cottage. Meanwhile, when Sita heard the voice of Maricha, she thought that Ram was crying out for help. So in panic, she turned to Lakshman, urging him, "Go quickly to Ram and find out what has happened." That was Ram crying out for help. "He needs you." "Oh, Lakshman, my heart is throbbing and I can hardly breathe." "I think the Rakshasas must have overwhelmed Ram." But with Ram's order to guard Sita firmly in his mind, Lakshman did not move an inch. His seeming indifference upset Sita even more, impelling her to chastise Lakshman with harsh words. "Why do you just stand there? Do you want Ram to die?" "Oh, now it has become evident that you are merely the enemy of your elder brother in the guise of his friend. I think you wish Ram to die so that you may enjoy me as you like. Otherwise, you would surely rush to Ram's rescue. So go quickly, Lakshman. What is the use of me remaining alive and safe while my husband is in danger?" And as Sita sobbed and trembled with fear, Lakshman replied, "Try to control yourself. Rest assured, no one can ever harm Ram, neither the Rakshasas nor Indra, nor all the demigods can harm Ram. I am convinced that the voice you heard was the conjuring trick of Maricha, made to frighten us. Ram has ordered me to protect you. Therefore, I must stay here and obey his order." By now, Sita was almost deranged with anxiety, and Lakshman's words only aroused her anger evermore. Her eyes red with rage, Sita raved, "You shameless and wicked man! I think you are enjoying Ram's misfortune. Otherwise, why would you speak so casually? You have only been pretending to be your elder brother's humble servant. The real reason you have accompanied Ram to the forest was just to look for an opportunity to kill him and fulfill your lusty desires to enjoy me. Perhaps you are even Bharata's agent. In any case, You will never obtain the fulfillment of your sinful desires. Do you really think I could accept you after having been the wife of the lotus-eyed Ram? Why, I would rather die. Indeed, without Ram, I could not bear to live for even a moment. Sita's words pierced Lakshman's heart as if they were sharp arrows. With folded hands, the horrified Lakshman replied, O Princess of Mithila, you are like a deity to me. Thus I cannot speak harshly in reply, for I know that it is the nature of women to create trouble and discord between friends. Indeed, women are so fickle and hard-hearted that when they become obsessed with some desire, they give up all sense of morality. O daughter of King Janak, you have goaded me with your sharp words, and so I will go to Ram as you demand. However, because I see terrible omens foreboding great evil, I fear that when I return along with Ram, we will no longer find you here. But with great agitation, Sita replied, If Ram is killed, then I shall jump off a cliff, drown myself, or take poison. I would rather die than to be touched by another man. Inflamed with rage by Sita's harsh words, Lakshman was torn between duty and his inner desire to see Ram. Thus, as Sita continued to malign him, Lakshman reluctantly departed, thus allowing Ravana his eagerly awaited opportunity.